When the Hubble telescope came into operation and astronomers began looking through it, peering into the far reaches of the universe, literally back in time, it told us a number of things that helped us understand creation. And one of the things that it showed us was that this universe is expanding, not only expanding rapidly, it's increasing its rate of expansion so that there is no rubber band, so to speak, that will pull everything back together and the universe would start all over again in billions of years, but that the universe is dying. It's dying a heat death. And although it's very slow, it is inevitable that things will come to an end. That means it had a beginning. And if we look around us everywhere, everything that you can see at this moment, wherever it is deteriorating. It's dying. It's fading away. So it is with the accomplishments that we have in life, the wealth that we create, the houses that we live in, our bodies. Even the memory of our existence will fade from every person on earth within 100 years of our death. So this is why Jesus said this, Matthew 6, verse 19, "Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust does corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust does destroy, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." You see, Jesus understood more than we understand. He understood that everything on this earth is passing away. Nothing is permanent except your relationship with God and the reward and the treasure that we build in heaven that will be ours eternally. And while we need these things on earth, and God provided things for us to enjoy and provided a good earth for us to live in and wants us to have a good life, don't depend on that. Don't lay up your treasures on earth because they're all going away. But lay up your treasure in heaven and it will be yours eternally. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for these words of Jesus. That reminds us that the things we strive for sometimes so mightily that have to do with riches or recognition or accomplishment, these are all fading away. The only thing that will last is our relationship with you and what you hold for us on account in heaven. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.